Blog Talk Radio.
BBPAI Radio, linking business, education, and technology. The BBPAI Radio Show creates a vibrant communications platform that speaks to all BBPA stakeholders. Hosted by Fran McNeil, BETF Executive Director is Wayne Hicks. Produced by Michelle F. Ortman. Online chat coordinated by Everaldo Gallimore. Technical advice by John Melanson. Sponsored by the BBPA Education and Technology Foundation. BBPAI Radio, linking business, education, and technology. Join us on www.blogtalkradio.com/BBPA.
Well, welcome everyone to the BBPAI Radio Show. I'm Everaldo Gallimore, your co-host. Tonight, Tuesday, November 27th, 2012, is our 36th show, and we have three exciting guests tonight. Our first guest is Chad White, Vice President of Membership Management, National BBPA. Our second guest is Christopher Parker, Chapter President, BBPA Richmond. And our final guest is Ruth Farmer, Director of Strategic Initiatives, the National Center for Women and IT. So let's take a brief break to hear from our sponsor, and when we return, I'll be interviewing our first guest, Mr. Chad White.
Hello, my name is Nikisha Rouse, and I am the VP of Member Services for BBPA New Jersey. On November 8, 2012, we will host our annual awards and scholarship banquet. Our banquet will be held at the Galloping Hill Inn Caterers in Union, New Jersey. Please join us as we celebrate our corporate sponsors, partners, students, as well as our members for another successful year. For more information or to purchase your tickets, please visit our website at www.bdpanewjersey.org. Again, that's www.bdpanewjersey.org. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Okay, welcome back. So, welcome to the BBPA iRadio show, Chad. How are you this evening?
Hello, how's it going? I'm great.
Okay, well, fine. Thank you for being our first guest tonight. So I'll briefly share highlights from your bio for our audience. Chad White is the Vice President of Membership Management for National BBPA. He ensures that our suite of member benefits is powerful enough to attract IT professionals from across the nation to support BBPA programs, scholarships, and services. Chad works for Healthcare Services Corporation, that's HCSC, and has won many BBPA accolades for its extraordinary corporate sponsorship on local and national level. So let's welcome Mr. Chad White. So Chad, as I ask everyone on the show, what attracted you to BBPA?
Now, what attracted me to BBPA in the beginning, I would have to say it was professional growth and also networking. BBPA provided for me an avenue in which I could meet IT professionals that range from business analysts to CEOs in a common setting. Now, however, what attracted me to BBPA in the beginning is not what motivated me to stay focused with BBPA, if you don't mind. What motivates me now and keeps me in tune with BBPA is that the opportunities that BBPA provides the students and young professionals, you know, within the organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what makes BBPA member benefits attractive to a wide range of IT professionals?
The benefits that BBPA offers currently, which is published on the website, of course we have our discounts on products and services, which is always attractive to our new members and those seeking discounts on certain goods. I don't know if anyone had the chance to see the discounts that were offered by Dell during Black Friday for computers. That was the first time that we had that, and that was a deciding benefit to add to our members. The second thing that we have is also our Career Center. Our Career Center is a place in which members have the ability that are seeking employment. They can go there. They can search for companies that are seeking individuals. And the company itself is also focused on diversity. So that, to me, is not too many places that you can find where a company is truly devoted to diversity and looking for skill sets of IT within an organization like BDPA. So that also is a win-win. And the last thing that I find that we can't really attach a dollar value to as far as a member benefit is that the networking that goes on from member to member outside of the national rim. Those members that are offering services to the other members, those that are consisting of mentorship, career coaching, and just networking in general, and how you take networking and you make it benefit you as an individual. So to me, the greatest benefit of being a member of BDPA is networking and what you can make that networking do for you.
Great. So networking is the key, huh? Okay.
Networking is the key.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a valid point. Good point. So could you share one final thought with our BDPAI radio show audience?
I guess the final thought I would have is serving VP as VP of membership for the national is that, you know, I have to put that hat on. As members log on to the BDPA portal and access your profiles, I would just ask that you please ensure that your address and information is up to date so that all members can receive the Diversity Careers magazine. We have several members with inaccurate information, in which those that are not receiving the magazine, which you're not getting full benefit out of your membership. So I would just like to ask that. And I'd like to also include, you know, if you ever get an opportunity to attend a national conference, you will totally understand the BDP as a whole, and you'll also get a chance to see networking at its finest.
Great, great stuff. Okay, well, Chad, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Have a great evening. Good chat. And okay, everyone, we'll take a break to hear from a sponsor. And when I return, I'll be interviewing our second guest, Mr. Christopher Parker. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
The BDPA Education and Technology Foundation, a nonprofit organization that exists for the sole purpose of funding BDPA programs, scholarships, and services around the nation. Follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/BDPA Foundation, or Twitter, www.twitter.com/BDPA.
Okay, welcome back to the BDPAI radio show. I got to know where I'm at here. And we have Christopher. So how are you, Christopher, this evening? How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Well, thank you for being our second guest tonight. And let me briefly share some highlights from your bio with our audience. Christopher Parker is the president of one of the most active BDPA chapters in the nation. His chapter has a legacy for educational programs that impact on the lives of K-12 students, including ambitious robotic programs for elementary and middle school students. On an individual level, Christopher is one of the most generous donors of the BDPA Educational Technology Foundation in 2012. So, Christopher, let me ask you, what attracted you to BDPA?
Well, basically, I wanted to give back. That was the main reason why I sought out BDPA. I logged on to one of the search engines, and I started looking for IT professional organizations. I had been at my career for a while, was satisfied with my job, and I really thought that with my background and with my education and the skills that I was able to obtain in my job, I felt that there were others in the community that could probably benefit from my knowledge, and especially the youth. I didn't see a lot of other African Americans in the classes with me when I was taking college classes and even high school technology classes. And so when that when I transitioned and got my full-time career, didn't change much. And so I really felt that I could impact that. And when I looked at BDPA, I thought the organization was a good fit, and I thought that it was a place for me to try and achieve that goal of impacting and expanding African Americans in the technology industry.
Mm, great story. Oh, I like that. So how does your chapter create and grow your educational programs for students?
Well, I think definitely credit is due to a number of past chapter presidents that we've had. They've really been visionaries, and they started out, you know, with an idea, and then they were able to actually implement that idea working with others. So I think it's not only having, you know, good leadership, a vision, committed volunteers, but you got to have those partnerships. So definitely with the LEGO elementary school program, that definitely required a partnership with the First LEGO League, with middle school, definitely middle school administrators, teachers, high school, great partnership with a local technology college, and with our adult computer education program, a partnership with the local church, and again, committed volunteers. That's has allowed us to sustain our programs and to grow our educational programs.
And you said LEGO. That's in the LEGO box. Yeah, I one of my first toys that spurred me on to engineering was LEGO. LEGO toys. That's interesting. Good sponsor there. So, what motivated you? And I think I what motivated you to be one of BETF's most generous donors?
Well, I think definitely my company having a matching funds program helped out a lot. So for, you know, any of the listeners out there who work for a corporation that matches gifts, definitely doing that is a great way to donate to BETF, and then those donations can help, you know, young people learn and to expand their technology skills. But, you know, I truly believe in what BDPA is doing. I think that, you know, not only can we bridge the digital divide, but I think we have a place in what's going on with the nation right now. There is a definite issue with our workforce kind of lagging behind from a technology perspective. I definitely think BDPA has programs that can impact that. If you want to talk about from a national security perspective, a lot of the threats are technology. Again, we need to have a workforce here in this country that is trained to be able to meet those threats. And then as far as just jobs and in the workforce, you know, we've got to compete all around the world. And the only way that we can do that is to start young and all the way through to our college and our adult members. And, again, I think BDPA is definitely positioned to be able to do that.
Well, it's great, great. I believe I would bet many of our listeners agree with you on that educational point. So, Christopher, please share one of your final thoughts with our BDPA iRadio show audience.
Well, one of the things that I was kind of thinking about is that I want to issue a challenge, and I'll issue the same challenge to myself. But I think that, you know, if every one of the listeners thinks of at least one way in 2013 to expand technology and technology skills, either personally or in the community, then I think you know, that's a worthwhile challenge. And collectively, if we all meet that challenge, definitely we can make an impact.
Great. Christopher, thank you so much for sharing your time with us tonight. I look forward to having you as a guest on our future shows. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
So let's take a brief break to hear from a sponsor. And when I return, I'll be interviewing our third guest, Miss Ruth Farmer.
BDPA is the premier organization for people of African American descent in the information technology industry. BDPA exists to advance the careers of African Americans in the IT industry from the classroom to the boardroom. You can find BDPA on group site, Twitter, and Facebook.
Welcome back. Welcome to the BDPA iRadio show, Ruth. How are you this evening?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being our third guest tonight. I'll briefly share some highlights from your bio with our audience. We are very excited to welcome back Ruth Farmer as a guest. Ruth is the Director of Strategic Initiatives for the National Center for Women in IT, the NCWIT. Ruth is a nationally known expert on the issues impacting women in the IT industry. Since 2007, NCWIT has inducted more than 1,300 young women into the Aspirations in Computing Talent Pipeline program and honored more than 50 teachers with the NCWIT Educational Award. So, Ruth, what is CS Ed Week and why is it important?
Okay, so I should probably clarify. I happen to have two roles right now.
Okay.
In addition to working for the National Center for Women IT and IT, I've been elected chair of Computer Science Education Week, which is a national coalition of organizations that are working to get computer science into the core curricula in K-12 education in the United States. And so CS Ed Week is a global call to action to raise awareness of the need for computer science in K-12 and to encourage students, parents, teachers, and community members to really demand quality computer science education in their schools. And most people assume, because technology is all around us and that kids are using it all the time, that they're getting computer science at school, but they're not. Only 7% of high schools offer the AP computer science course at all. And the percentage of high schools that had any kind of rigorous computer science course, meaning something besides using, like, Word and PowerPoint, fell from 40% to 27% between 2005 and 2009. And more sobering than that, of all the computer science AP tests that were taken in 2008, only 4% of those students were African American. And so nationwide, 784 African-American students took the AP computer science test. That's the advanced placement test that gives you college credit. So essentially, we are not prepping our students to enter a computer science degree program when they get to college, which means they're not ready to compete against a lot of the foreign students who are more than prepared. And at the same time, there's 1.4 million new jobs projected in computing by 2018, and our pipeline here in the U.S. will fill 30% of those jobs. So there's all these jobs out there, but the educational pipeline is just not prepping our kids. And these are not trivial jobs. You know, these are jobs at Microsoft that pay, you know, $70,000 and up. And right now, today, Microsoft has 6,000 open job requisitions, 3,600 of which are in software and engineering and computer science. So that's really what CS Ed Week is trying to bring to light nationwide.
Wow. Thank you for that information, Ruth. That's very informative. I learned something there. How can BDPA members get involved with CS Ed Week?
So there's a lot of ways to get involved. I encourage everybody to take part. And basically, what we want you to do is go to csedweek.org, and we've got a whole library of resources there and ideas for things that you can do. And you can also see events and things that other people are doing around the nation. And it could be as simple as, I'm going to sit down with my son and talk to him about computer science, or we're going to go online to the Scratch website and learn a little bit of programming. Or just talking to your kids about your career is a great way to let them know that that's one thing they could be preparing to do. Also, kind of exciting, I'm sure you've heard of Black Girls Code, which is a new program that's popping up all over the country. They're doing a whole day for CS Ed Week with Georgia Tech College of Computing, where they're training 80 middle school African-American girls in App Inventor, and they're building apps in a day. So any, you know, events like that are just a great way to introduce kids and give them the confidence to try these things and learn a lot of it on their own, because they're going to have to until we get this curriculum into the schools. So go to the CS Ed Week website and take the CS Ed Week pledge. That's our way of letting policymakers know that thousands of people around the world and around the country think this is important. And then when you do that, that will populate the map and the stream with what you're doing, and you can see what others are doing as well.
Great information. Thank you so much. So could you please share a final thought with our BDPAI radio audience?
Well, I think the most important thing, especially for young women and underrepresented groups in this field, is just to encourage them. If you find a kid that looks like they've got some interest and aptitude, it doesn't take a whole lot to give them that encouragement. And I think a lot of the BDPA programs you already have do that. And I just encourage everyone, just challenge everyone to, if there's a kid in your life, whether it's your babysitter or a neighbor kid or a niece or a nephew, and they seem like they have an interest, definitely help them foster that interest. And if you go to the CS Ed Week website, there's a ton of resources that are mostly free that they can get online to help explore this. And then there's also, you know, after-school programs and so on. But just get them connected to those resources so that they can have a shot at this really wonderful career path.
Boy, great information, Ruth. I know a few kids that want to follow up on this. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a great evening. So let's take a brief break from our sponsor for our sponsor, and when I return, I'll wrap up the show.
Have business cards but no business? Have a website but no one buying? Have talent but no clients? Get help now. Take advantage of this special offer only for BDPA iRadio listeners. Right now, go to www.growyoursmallbiz.com to get a free online assessment of your business and a complimentary consultation valued at $75. Maximize your business success in 2012 with www.growyoursmallbiz.com. Go to www.growyoursmallbiz.com to start, grow, and expand your business.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you again to our sponsors and our listeners of the BDPAI radio show. Our first guest tonight was Chad White, Vice President of Membership Management, National BDPA. And our second guest was Christopher Parker, Chapter President, BDPA Richmond. And our final guest was Ruth Farmer, Director of Strategic Initiatives, the National Center for Women and IT. Please tune in on December 11th at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time for the BDPI radio show on the second Tuesday of every month. From Everaldo Gallimo and the entire BDPAI radio show team, have a great evening.
BDPAI Radio, linking business, education, and technology, showcases IT entrepreneurs, technology experts, computer science academics, and people with a passion for educating our young people in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. BDPAI Radio Show is a regular exchange for BDPA members, sponsors, entrepreneurs, educational institutions, and the Black community. BDPAI Radio guests link the diverse worlds of business, education, and technology.